Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're plunging into the fascinating currents of our digital world today. And we're talking about something that's, well, it's subtle, often unspoken, but really, really important. Those unwritten guidelines for how we act online. You know, how fast you text back, how you behave in a virtual meeting. Digital etiquette, basically.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Artificial intelligence, it's not just watching these rules. It's actively rewriting them.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. So our deep dive today is all about that, how AI is reshaping modern digital etiquette.
Exactly. And our mission here really is to explore these big shifts happening as AI weaves itself into, well, pretty much everything we do daily. We're talking smart assistants, social media interactions, you name it. And understanding these changes, it isn't just about being, you know, tech savvy. It's about navigating this whole new social landscape effectively.
Yeah, I remember we used to talk about netiquette, right? Like basic internet manners, don't use all caps, avoid spam, be polite on forums. But digital etiquette today feels, I don't know, way more complex.
It absolutely is.
Because AI changes how we communicate.
Yeah.
And sometimes who or what we're talking to. And even how our messages get interpreted. It's almost like we're all part of some massive social experiment, don't you think?
That's a great way to put it. It really feels that way sometimes.
Okay, let's unpack this. Here's where it gets really interesting for me. These everyday AI interactions, like chatbots for customer service or the assistant on your phone, they're becoming the first point of contact so often now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're subtly changing our basic expectations about communication itself. You even see them popping up in personal chat apps more and more.
Right. And the fascinating thing here isn't just speed, though that's part of it. It's how AI is kind of rewiring our tolerance for waiting. We're sort of being trained by these instant systems.
Trained? How so?
Well, we start expecting that instant response from everyone, not just the AI, even from other humans. So the pressure shifts, you know? Politeness becomes less about waiting patiently and more about responding immediately. It's this new sort of invisible pressure.
That makes sense. And from our side, as users, it means we need to adjust our own patience levels, maybe.
Yeah.
Like recognizing that an AI message might be slower sometimes, or maybe not quite perfect.
Exactly.
Not because it's a person struggling, but because it's, like you said, juggling tons of requests.
Right. It's a processing thing.
So it won't always be like a flawless human chat. Adjusting our internal clock for that. That's like a new kind of digital patience, isn't it?
It is. And that difference, that lack of real human understanding, brings up another critical point about AI's limits. Sure, AI might be able to guess emotional tone sometimes, which could help avoid misunderstandings.
I've seen that.
But we have to remember its sensitivity is, well, statistical. It's based on data patterns, not real experience or empathy.
Hmm. Statistical, not experiential. I like that.
So we can't expect it to truly grasp human nuance like another person would, and our etiquette needs to kind of factor that in.
Okay, let's switch gears a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about privacy, right? That's a huge one.
Absolutely. A massive piece of this puzzle.
Because when we say AI processes vast amounts of personal data, it's not just storing clicks and likes.
No, it's much deeper.
It's complex algorithms, often machine learning, analyzing patterns to infer things about you. Things you never actually said.
Like political views, maybe health concerns, based purely on your digital footprint.
Exactly. So what does this hidden layer of algorithmic guesswork mean for our personal data? Where's the line?
Well, if we look at the bigger picture, it really comes down to informed consent in this digital age. It's tough for individuals, right? You're trying to balance the amazing convenience AI offers with, you know, keeping your private life private.
It's a constant trade-off.
It is. And the flip side is AI developers have a serious responsibility here. They need to be upfront, transparent about how data is collected and used.
So people actually know what they're agreeing to.
Precisely. Those dense terms and conditions suddenly become much more important, don't they?
So the real point here isn't just check your settings, although that's good advice. It's understanding that AI's predictive power means your data isn't just about what you did, but what the AI thinks you might do next.
Mm-hmm. A crucial distinction.
So true digital privacy now means getting your head around these algorithms, not just ticking boxes. But does AI actually help us understand or just simplify it too much?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The good news is we are seeing AI-based tools emerge to help with this. Tools designed to give you clearer, privacy controls, maybe personalized alerts about how your data is being used.
So interesting. So AI helping manage AI's impact.
In a way, yes. Helping users stay informed and exercise their rights without needing, a law degree to understand the fine print.
Okay, let's talk about another really vital part of digital etiquette, making online spaces inclusive. How can AI actually help create environments that are more welcoming for everyone, beyond just, basic politeness?
Well, one fascinating angle is AI acting almost like a guardian of respectful communication. It has a really important role to play in promoting inclusivity by helping maintain certain standards.
Standards like what?
Like AI tools can help spot and flag inappropriate language or maybe point out biased representations on social media. They can actively nudge communication towards being more respectful, more inclusive.
And it's not just about policing bad behavior, right? I'm thinking about accessibility too.
Absolutely.
Like AI offering real-time translations, breaking down language barriers, or generating alt text for images so visually impaired users can participate fully.
Exactly. Those are concrete ways AI makes digital platforms genuinely more accessible to, well, everyone, a global audience. It bridges gaps we couldn't easily bridge before. And what this technological progress does is it encourages us to think bigger about digital etiquette. It pushes us past just simple politeness towards a deeper focus on respect and true inclusivity for people of all backgrounds, all abilities. Technology really can be a powerful connector here.
Okay, let's shift to the workplace, the professional sphere. AI is moving fast there too. It feels like it's changing norms for everything. Email, meetings, how we collaborate on projects, new tools popping up constantly.
Oh, definitely. Think about AI scheduling assistants. They're becoming quite common. They just streamline booking meetings, cutting out all that back and forth emailing that used to, well, clog up our inboxes.
Right, that saves a lot of time.
It does. And the etiquette shift there is interesting. Clarity and efficiency become even more important in our human interactions. Because the automated systems are handling the routine stuff, our direct communication needs to be more focused, more productive.
And what about getting a job? That seems like a big area of impact.
Huge.
Job seekers really need to know that AI tools are often doing the first pass on resumes now, right?
Yes, very commonly. Screening for keywords, specific formatting, structure.
So clarity, using the right keywords, that's basically become part of professional digital etiquette now, a new unwritten rule if you want to even get seen.
And that puts a responsibility on employers, too. It's critical they balance that efficiency AI offers with, well, human consideration.
Fairness, you mean.
Fairness, transparency, absolutely. They need to be clear about how they're using AI in recruitment.
So candidates understand the process.
Exactly. The shift isn't just about applicants adapting, it's about companies being upfront about AI's role in that whole hiring journey.
Okay, let's make this really concrete. Let's unpack this with some specific, everyday examples people might run into where AI affects etiquette.
Okay, sure. How about social media? Lots of AI there. AI moderates comments, flags content, often automatically.
Right, content moderation.
So the etiquette shift for users is needing to understand these constantly evolving guidelines, often driven by algorithms. It's not just about what a person finds offensive anymore, but what the AI is trained to filter. And that can lead to, unexpected takedowns or things getting hidden.
So the rules aren't always intuitive. Okay, that's a good one. What about something like email?
Email management, yeah. AI tools can now prioritize your inbox, suggest which emails need attention first, even help draft replies.
Like smart replies and things.
Exactly. So the etiquette part is you might need to adjust your expectations on reply times. If an AI filters your email as low priority for someone, it might genuinely take them longer to see it and respond. It's not necessarily them being rude.
Just the
Yeah.
algorithm at work.
Yeah.
Interesting. And virtual meetings. We touched on scheduling, but inside the meeting itself.
Oh, yeah. AI is heavily involved there, too. It can schedule, sure, but also provide real-time captions, transcribe the whole discussion.
Making it searchable later.
Right. Which encourages people maybe to focus more on engaging in the conversation, being clear and concise, knowing it's all being logged. So the etiquette now kind of includes acknowledging the AI's role, maybe speaking clearly for the transcription or understanding why someone might be using captions. It's part of the meeting flow.
It's really clear from these examples, isn't it? AI isn't just a tool we use. It's weaving itself into the actual fabric of our digital lives. It's constantly changing the norms, the etiquette we thought we knew. We're not just talking with AI. How we talk through AI is changing us.
So, just to sum up briefly, AI is deeply integrated, right? It's
Yeah.
everywhere. And understanding its role in how we communicate, in privacy, inclusivity, our professional lives, it's not really optional anymore. It's essential for navigating digital life effectively and, authentically.
Right. So what does this all mean for you listening? I think the key takeaway is this: embracing these changes AI brings to digital etiquette, staying informed about them, and just being adaptable. That's crucial. It's really about making sure our digital interactions stay human, stay respectful, and lead to positive connections for everyone, whether we're interacting with a person or an algorithm.
And maybe a final thought to leave you with. As AI keeps redefining how we interact online, how do you think the basic idea of being polite online will really change over the next, say, 10 years? Going beyond just quick replies or privacy settings, will our etiquette become more about how we manage our interactions with the algorithms themselves, maybe even more than with each other? Something to ponder.